Okay. Dabar is a year of Bibir Alamishiyasim Leif. If you look into what happens in the world, it's clear. Shim to Shilayula Dabar, Lila Tobula Rosh, Layamashakmana tell us to the Tobula. In the end, everything is made for the good. The Kfar Omru, like it says in the Gemara Brach, is called Man Da Ovid Men Shmaya Latavov, and anything which is made, done in the world is Latoiv. Ephes, Ki Harbid Drachim Lamakam. However, there are many paths to this ultimate good. Some come from the right, some come from the left. And it's not telling tchus necessarily, it's telling the bria that what's needed at that moment. It's only Hashem who knows what the world needs, and he understands the world. He can understand when something is coming for good or bad. The world requires ups and downs. This is what's mentioned in the 28 itim, which are mentioned in Koheles. Shekenegdam aid b'schak halavano. Whoa. Okay. I call it Ninu Shagagal Soviva Israel, the Polis and Nevron, Lashman Tukunim Tadat Tunis Abria, Lumi Tadat Miser, Shalatachlinim, Klal, Inyonim Israel, Mulvana, Zos, Vachol, and Nifomba. Okay, if I understood correctly what he just said, he said an unbelievable idea just now. Your boy say this is mind blowing. He's saying that there are 28 zmanim mentioned in Koheles. If you ever noticed that pasuk, ace milchama, ace shalom, ace. There's time. There are. Let's bring up the pasukim so we understand exactly what he's saying here. Here. These pasukim sound familiar? It says, "Lekol zman ve'eis, a season is set for everything. Eis leledis, there's time for being born, but eis lomos, there's time to die. Eis letas, there's time to plant, ve'eis la'akor, and time to uproot. Right? Eis la'arig, ve'eis lirpor, eis lifritz, ve'eis lirnes. There's up. Each one of these has an up and a down. So he's saying these are 28 eras that go up and down. Some are good, some are bad, and each one." Each one symbolizes an idea that Klal Yisrael doesn't have one set. They don't have one set. What's it called? That's it's one set. Hanhaga. The hanhagas go up and down, up and down, up and down, 28 times. What's 28? Those are the 28 days of the lunar cycle, and the moon also goes up and down. Now comes the Bam Vart. Incredible part. It says that this world is symbolized. Hashem made the moon. Hashem made the moon go around. It takes 28. Actually, it takes 29 days. So I don't know why there's 28 eighths itim, but 29 and a half days. But the point is, a month has in it a lot of ups and downs because the moon goes up and the moon goes down. Right, so it shows you the moon gets larger and then smaller, and then larger again. The cycle goes around. So that shows you that the world and the Hanhag of Klal Yisrael is going to be Din Mishpat, and it's going to go back and forth. And the Hanhag of Klal Yisrael and the Hanhag of this world is like the moon, which goes up and down, up and down. What really is shining on the moon? What's really causing it to go up and down is the sun. The sun doesn't, nothing happens to the sun. The sun is the same all the time, right? So he's saying, I think, that the sun is the hanhaga of Yichud Hashem, and the moon is the hanhaga that we see in the world. And the hanhaga of Yichud Hashem is what's forcing that sometimes in the world we got to go up and down, like we said last time. Sometimes the Yichud Hashem, which has to come out eventually, is the way we see it and perceive it in this world, is sometimes it's ups, sometimes it's downs. But it's not necessarily with the hanhaga of Mishpat. It could be with the hanhaga of Yichud. But the hanhaga of Yichud is driving what's going on in this world, sometimes to be up, sometimes to be down. So he says, and what do we say? We said this is why Klal Yisrael is doimel lelavana. The Klal Yisrael is goes up and down in the hanhaga. But in the end, what does it say? Shem asidim leschadish kamoisa. In the end, the moon will be just as bright as the sun. That means in the end, everything's going to come out clear that everything was the Yichud all along. It was really the Yichud, and everything is the Yichud Hashem. So basically, he's saying this unbelievable concept here, where the sun and the moon represent the two hanhagos that Hashem has in the world. The sun is the Yichud, which is consistent, doesn't move. It always the Yichud Hashem is doing one thing. I'm getting closer to my mission. I'm getting closer to my mission. Now, if you do we see it? Yeah. Sometimes the mission brings out Tov. Sometimes it has to bring out Ra. And that's the way it shines into this world, is the same way the moon shines into this world, sometimes up, sometimes down. But in the end, the moon is going to return to its full brightness. And the circle of the moon will come around to its fullest extent. Which, by the way,
The end means like,
what?
what's the end mean? End mean like us loving?
Yeah. So,
Like exactly like you're saying, Pishamani.
yeah. So that's the whole idea of Kiddush Levana. Shem Asid. Right now we're suffering through the heart, the ups and the downs. But in the end, Shem Asid Kamaisa, we're going to be just as bright as the sun eventually. Eventually, the sun is going to come out. And when the sun's going to come out, we're going to see even the moon is going to be bright. There's never going to be an ounce of darkness. Because the moon is only sometimes dark. Because it has to express the downs to bring out the Yichud. But the Yichud, once we defeat the Ra, then the Yichud is going to shine even in the Ra. And Memela, the moon will return to its full brightness. So when Hashem had to be Memayit the Levana, what that really means, according to this, is Hashem couldn't have the Yichud be kind in the world by itself. Hashem needed, we couldn't handle just seeing the Yichud. Hashem had to make a system that the Yichud comes out fully only with the Mishpat. Or not with the Mishpat, with this Hanhag of up and down. And he had to be Mamayit the Levana. But in the end, the Levana is going to come back to its fullest extent.
Wow.
Yeah. You walked in into my second. That's a major party. Coming up with big stuff right now.
Yeah, because the bracha itself doesn't really have a question shot. What does that mean?
Yeah. That's what he says. Says it beferish. So it's Sarah Lashon is in a ribo of Amita Shara came him Shilu Chesi Sol Lavano, Shemasidum Schadish, Shara Protem Ben Yin Zer Rabbim Vamuk, Mach Klala in it. Shara Gal Gal Hasoyve Vali Sov of Klolos and Avram Lashon Tikunim Mitzara Tunas of Real Lomitzara Maisa Shara Tatun. Sometimes the ups and downs are not because of our Maisim. Klal in Yonav, Misroya Balavana Hazois. Everything in the world is symbolized by the Lavana. V'chol HaNivchon Ba. I say, we have a word in this week's parasha. The Maharam of Prague writes that in this week's parasha, Rashi says this is one of the hardest Rashi. The Maharal says it's one of the hardest Rashis in the entire Chumash. He says this Rashi, to understand this Rashi is almost like it's basically impossible. think is a pshat in it. But I'm saying the pashut pshat in the Rashi is a Gemara, really. It's a very shver Rashi. Rashi by the carbon tum by the carbon for Rosh Chodesh. So Rashi says, Hashem. Zogt Rashi.
Zogt
Rashi. Rashi says that the korban that we bring on Rosh Chodesh is a chatas that we're bringing, listen to this, is a chatas that we're bringing on behalf of Hashem that he did an avera for minimizing the moon.
Why, that's a weird concept.
So
It's
that's
strange.
it. That's the Ramban. That's what Maharal says. What all of a sudden Hashem didn't have here? We need to bring a carbon frame. What in the world is going on? So the answer is with this Ramchal, this is what Rashi's saying, is that Hashem had to be memayit the yareach, means Hashem had to make that his yichud has to come out sometimes through Ra. So it's a little bit of a chilul Hashem. There's a chilul Hashem involved in this, that Hashem needs the Ra to bring out the Yichud. He couldn't just be in the Yichud by itself. Why did I have to be Ma'at Yireach? I had to bring out the Yichud through the Ra. So if Klal Yisrael is Makir, the Ashgacha, that is, oh, it's a new month. Now is when we're Makir, that the cycle's starting over again. We're Makir, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is really the one driving everything. So it's a certain gilui of yichud. So it's a kapara on that inyan. I'm making up this pshat right now on the spot, but it's about the pshat. What?
Yeah, it fits.
It fits in very nicely. Okay, that's a part of this week's parsha. Yeah, it's not a part that so like you could. I'm not saying it's more than any other place except for right here in this room. But it's a good part. But Amnon klal tikkun abriya.
That morale says something different, or you say something else?
Maybe just what he says. I have to take a look at what he says. I don't remember. I just remember that he's very adamant that it's very hard to understand the Rashi. Says Omnam Klal Tikkun Abriyah Chilik Oisahadon Bein Kol Neshamis Asher Lefi Ma Sheyada Hayos Hagun L'Cholecha Men Lefi Ha'inyan Shebara Oisan Shu Davar Nela Moed Lehusan Mishum Navi V'Chozek He Calls It Nichlal V'Taymi Agzeri Shezacharnu. We don't really know why he's doing everything. The lo yivan yivadol ella toldos v'nimtza sheyesh adam sheyagila mitzad cherish and yana liyos mushpa bribo yashpa shu echem min adrokim shu bem nishlam mitzad bria kemar shmeyanu yesh adam sheyagila mitzad cherish and yana liyos mushpa bem miyot hashpa shu dach hasheni ya mitzad achlas hashem mitzad bria. Like we've been saying the whole time, to bring out the yichud, Hashem sometimes brings toiv to someone and he has to bring ra to someone else. And why is this person getting the toiv and this good person getting the ra? We'll never know. So this is a brand, I just want to re-emphasize, this is a brand new understanding and why good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people. It's not because the typical understanding is that in the Olam of Mishpat itself, it makes sense. Because he's going to get his own Habba, he's going to get his own Hazet, all that. He's saying sometimes it's not Alt Mishpat, it's Alt Yichud. It's the other Hanhaga. Ve'in kan tam mitzad ma'is b'nei Adam ha'im. Elu mitzad ma'a sh'magia lehem l'fi ma'a sh'chilek ha'odom tikkun ha'briya b'in ha'nivroim ki zeh tikkun lo v'zeh tikkun lo kol echad l'fi darko. And they're both ways of bringing out the Yichud Hashem. Your opportunity to bring out Yichud Hashem could be through Toiv, and someone's opportunity to bring out Yichud Hashem sometimes could be through the Ra. And that's why the need of Nekama is so important. Now, v'omnam, you have to know one thing. Hamishpat lelukimu losis acher kach schar tov latzadikim sheyu tzadikim hegiel lam tzadaki hanaga al yon elias meunim unu yisarim kneged ino yishayilam bayil mazel kneged kol masem atoyim zot the Ramchal, very important. Even though I'm telling you that sometimes a person gets yisurim in this world not because of their actions but rather because Hashem chose them to be the vehicle through which he's megal the yichud through the ra. And that's why he's getting punished. And it's not because of his meisim. It's not like, oh, his great grand grandmother's whatever. Nothing to do with that. He's totally good, innocent. But he's chosen to bring out the Yichud Hashem by being the victim of Ra. Zok to Ramchal, he's going to get his tzchar for all of his mitzvahs and all of Havoah. Don't think he's not going to get any. Plus, he's going to get tzchar for suffering. Plus, he'll get tzchar for being the one that brought out the Yichud Hashem.
Seems like Yichud Hashem has a pretty broad understanding.
Oh, yeah. It's becoming, till now, I'll be honest, till this chapter, Yichud Hashem was like, it's there, but we're not in that world. We're in the world of Mishpat. We're in the world of everything that's Chavainish. Now, all of a sudden, he brought Yichud Hashem straight into everything that goes on. It's a major factor in everything. It's pretty powerful. So, what happens? That's what Chazal call mazel. Mazel means that the hashpah comes through these people. We don't know why. Ya'an ein in yona el gzeira ve'ein atluya bebechira sa'adam uvizchusoy. Omnum kvar amarti ein dar ze noyeg elo bo'ilam hazeh. Ach bo'ilam haba ein sham elo schar ha'maisim mida keneged mida afilu schar dibur no'eh. So in Olam Haba is only schar. In Olam Hazeh, sometimes you get mazel, and that's the pshat. And mazel means the role that you play in yichud.
In terms of
In terms of what's your role in bringing out the yichud Hashem in the world? Is it going to be through tov or is it going to be through not so tov?
or through suffering.
Right.
Is that what you mean? Yeah. Not so tough,
Yeah.
not so killed.
And that is what he says. That's the terminology called mazel. Incredible, incredible stuff. Okay, what do I say?